and welcome to Get Divorce Ready with me, Emma Heptonstall, the Divorce Alchemist. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to find a good solicitor. Now, finding a good solicitor is a really important part of the divorce process. Not everybody does need a solicitor, and most people don't need a solicitor right at the start. Some people do, and in this episode, we'll talk about how to know if you should find a solicitor straight away, or if you're better off waiting. Now, most people will be better off waiting, and this is because solicitors are trained to help you mainly with process. It's not their job to help you make decisions about what you want to do with your assets, how you want to make arrangements for your children. It's their job to help you put that into effect. So going to a solicitor hoping that they're going to help you make the decision is actually a waste of your time and your money. Those of you who followed me for a while will know that my mantra is, your solicitor is not your therapist. It's important you do a lot of the initial work yourself so that you can give a solicitor really good, clear instructions. Being able to give good and clear instructions will actually save you an absolute fortune. We're talking thousands in some cases rather than hundreds of pounds, because your solicitor won't be chasing you. Your solicitor won't be writing letters that you're not happy with and need amending, which will also cost you money, because you're able to give really simple and concise instructions. So if you're not really sure about what you want, don't go and see a solicitor straight away. Now, if you're in a situation where you're at risk of your husband hiding money, disposing of other assets, or there is extreme emotional and financial abuse, you may be in the position of needing to see a solicitor sooner rather than later. Now, depending on the type of abuse you're experiencing and the circumstances surrounding it, you may also be entitled to legal aid so that you don't have to deal with your partner on your own. It really just depends. If you're not sure, it's always worth reaching out to a solicitor and asking them. Even a quick telephone call, which won't cost you anything, will give you some idea about whether or not you might qualify for legal aid. If you're not in a rush, though, and you're not at risk of your partner hiding assets, disposing of them, or you're in an abusive situation, then it's usually best to wait and do a lot of the preliminary work yourself. That way, when you see the solicitor, you can give them good instructions, but you also understand the process. It also will give you an insight into whether you feel more comfortable with that solicitor because of the way they speak to you, the information that they give you, and the way that in which they question what you already know. So finding a good solicitor always starts with some background work. It's not about finding the most expensive, and it's not about going to the cheapest either. You see, your solicitor is going to be a key part of the divorce process, and it's going to be an ally that you'll need to rely on and interact with again and again. And if you and they don't get on, it's not going to be a pleasant experience. Now, I won't say it's going to be a nice experience, because often we don't want to invest money on things like getting divorced because it just seems such a shame and a waste of time and money and all those kinds of other emotions that go through our heads. But you are going to be spending a lot of time with this person, so it's important that you do get on. So start by looking for recommendations. Talk to your friends. If you're in the Facebook group Ladies Who Leave, feel free to post in there about where you live, the rough area of the town and or city or area of the country that you live in. And I'm sure that the ladies in there will be more than willing to help you find a solicitor that they can recommend. Over the coming months, I'm hoping to draw up a list myself that I can use to recommend. And if you want to post in the group, I can certainly do some research for you, because it's helpful for everybody. So start with recommendation and get a short list. Now, it's not about going and having your free half an hour session with all of these solicitors. That's actually a very bad idea. And you see, in English law, the concept of conflict of interest comes into play in family proceedings. And this means that when you go to see a solicitor and you sit down and have a free half hour and you sit and tell them about your circumstances, about what's going on between you and your soon-to-be ex-husband, they become conflicted. That means that they cannot then see your husband if he went to see them himself. Now, you may think, well, that doesn't matter and I don't really care. But the more solicitors that you see, the narrower the pool of solicitors that he can use. That means that he may get pushed to an out-of-town solicitor. He may end up with a solicitor that's not very good and not very helpful to you either. It may mean that he ends up having to go to a more expensive solicitor than might be ideal. So think carefully about it. Now, solicitors are usually more than happy to let you speak with them on the phone for 5 minutes just so you get a flavour of who they are as people. You'd have already probably spoken at length at this stage to their secretaries or personal assistants, so you'll get some idea about whether you like the firm and they sound like somebody that you'd quite like to work with. But asking to speak just for 5 minutes to the solicitor so that you can actually hear the tone of their voice shouldn't be a problem. If a solicitor is busy, that's often a good sign that other people trust them. So the solicitors that are sitting with spaces in the diary and you can virtually go in whenever you choose isn't necessarily a good thing. Cost of solicitor doesn't have a lot to do necessarily with how competent they are and how good they will be. Obviously, as solicitors develop their own careers, they'll become more expensive as they become more expert in what they do. And that's absolutely normal. It's fine. You see that in all walks of life and in all professions. If your divorce is very straightforward, a good solicitor should be suggesting that you be represented by one of the associate or junior solicitors, and possibly even by a paralegal who is legally in training under the supervision of a senior solicitor. This will cost you significantly less and is appropriate for you if there isn't many assets or you know what they are, you're quite confident financially and you're quite savvy with some paperwork and you just need a bit of hand-holding and guidance. Typical rates for this kind of service might be £150 to £175 per hour. The more experienced the solicitor that you use, the more it will cost you. If you have a complex divorce financially because there are business assets, multiple homes, here or abroad, complex tax affairs, then you are going to need a more senior solicitor. And you might be paying upwards of £300 per hour for that. Remember that if you live in the central London area or you live in a big city, you are going to be paying more per hour for solicitors who have city centre offices because they have bigger overheads, they've got greater business rates, they tend to be larger firms, so they've got to pay all their staff and the cleaners, they've got their insurance premiums to pay for, so bear that in mind. There's absolutely nothing wrong with going to a small out-of-town solicitor who maybe works with a couple of other people. Their fees will be lower, generally speaking, because their overheads are lower, but this does not make them any less competent. It's okay to question the work that your solicitor is doing, and if you're not happy, say so. It's also perfectly possible to move solicitors if you need to. Now, that's not always ideal because it takes time and you have to brief a new solicitor and they have to get familiar with the work that your previous solicitor has been doing for you. But if you're not happy, it is worth it. I always recommend that clients look for solicitors who are members of Resolution. That's www.resolution.org.uk. Resolution lawyers are trained in helping couples reach an as amicable settlement as is humanly possible in the circumstances in which the couples are in. It isn't always possible, but if you go to a solicitor who tries to tell you that family mediation is, quote, a waste of time, or that, quote, they like a good fight in court, run a mile. Solicitors should be looking to you to give them direction on how you would like your divorce to play out. A good child-centered, family-centered divorce lawyer will be focused on helping you and your soon-to-be ex-husband reach agreement in as kind and the most amicable way as possible with the least impact upon the children. Now, that doesn't mean to say that there are not good solicitors out there that are not members of Resolution, because they are, but certainly ask them about their opinions about family mediation. A good solicitor should share your values. So if it's important to you that actually you and your husband reach agreement over the children and a financial settlement, more than it's important that you get absolutely single every penny from the divorce that you're entitled to, then you need to make this clear. because your solicitor might be suggesting that you ask for certain things in certain ways that actually you're not really bothered about. And that's absolutely fine. Your solicitor is just doing their job. But if you're not certain about what it is you want, there is a strong possibility that your solicitor will just start doing what's in your best interests on paper, which may have nothing to do with your value base. So be clear about your values and how you'd like your divorce to be. Don't panic. You've got plenty of time. Don't bury your head in the sand and ignore it, but start to do some gentle research on the internet, asking friends and family for recommendations. Shop around. You may speak to 5 or 6 solicitors before you decide that you feel comfortable with a particular one. Ask them about other points of contact within the firm. So if you do need to contact them at last minute or unexpectedly, you know who you can ask to speak to because there's somebody else that's familiar with your file. This shouldn't be a problem, and a solicitor shouldn't be worried about you asking these questions. Be clear about what you want to achieve. If you have some limitations financially, a maximum budget, let the solicitor know in advance. That way they can tailor their package to you in the most cost-effective way. The worst thing that can happen for you is you start getting monthly bills from your solicitor that you weren't expecting. If you're not clear about the service that your solicitor is offering and what you're going to be getting for a fixed fee, for example, ask. Fixed fees are becoming more and more common. But it's really important that if you're working with the solicitor on a fixed fee basis, that you understand what that is. You see, any work that they do outside of the fixed fee will usually be charged at their normal standard rate. So it's really important that you understand what your solicitor will and will not do. If your solicitor has already explained to you that any work they do in addition will be charged at their normal standard rate, they won't necessarily keep reminding you if you keep asking them stuff, particularly via email. They won't keep necessarily reminding you that this is outside the fixed fee agreement because in their minds they'll have already told you and they assume that you understand. So keep an eye on those bills. It's always worth it as well that if you're phoning your solicitor that you keep your own record of how long you're on the telephone. You will be getting itemized bills, so this information will be provided to you, but it will help you keep focused. You see, as lovely as your solicitor may be, and as tempting as it might be to ring them up and complain about your husband about what he is and isn't doing, you are going to be charged for that telephone call. So before you get in touch with your solicitor each time, whether it's through email, through written letter, or a telephone call, or you're wanting an appointment to go in and see them, ask yourself this question: what is the purpose of my contact with the solicitor? Can I do some of this work myself, or is there somebody else or some other source of information that I can use to save myself some time and money with the solicitor? Remember that solicitors who are good are busy. You will be one of possibly 10 to 15 other divorce files that they're working on. And therefore, because those divorces are at different stages, yours may not always be as pressing at the moment it is for you, for your solicitor. So patience is key. You don't want the solicitor that doesn't have any work, but you don't want the solicitor that is so, so busy that they never get round to looking at your file. So just in summary then, the first thing is don't panic. Consider whether you actually really do need a solicitor right now or not. Look at what you can actually find out for yourselves, what research you can find out from Google, asking other people, reading books, articles, blogs. Decide how you'd like your divorce to be. What kind of things are important to you about the divorce itself? Begin to make some inquiries about financial disclosure, how it works, read around the divorce process so that when you have that initial 30 minutes with your solicitor, you actually already understand an outline of what it is they're talking about. You see, if you go and see a solicitor and they start talking lots of legal jargon at you that you've never heard before, the chances are you're going to forget what they say because you're in your head panicking that you don't understand. Whereas if you've already read around the subject or asked questions, you can go in so much more confident. That will give you greater insight into the skill and friendliness and competence of the person that you're talking to. Don't be afraid to ask questions, to question. and to make it clear what you're expecting of your solicitor so that the two of you are open and honest with each other. As I said, look for a solicitor who is a member of resolution.org wherever possible. And you can find details of solicitors in your area on their website. Again, that website address is www.resolution.org.uk. So there you have it. I hope that's been useful, and I'll catch you next time.